As you've probably heard by now, we've teamed up with BetMGM this season. We'll be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for our listeners each week. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC, and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager with BetMGM. Here's how it works. Download the BetMGM app and sign up using bonus code THEATHLETIC. Make your first deposit of at least $10, place your first bet on any game, and claim your voucher for a one-year subscription to The Athletic. See BetMGM.com for terms. U.S. promotional offers not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 in New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 in Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Don't forget, if you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager.
Looking for the best place to buy tickets for any of your favorite teams or sporting events? We've got the spot. Our partner, StubHub, has been the leading ticket marketplace in the world for over 20 years, providing a 100% guarantee with every order. From a worldwide selection of live events, the widest choice of tickets and industry-leading partnerships, StubHub has what you need to purchase with confidence. StubHub, an official partner of The Athletic.
Hello and welcome to Front End Nationwide. This is The Athletic's dedicated Blue Jackets podcast. Aaron Portzine with you on a what the hell evening is this, Allison? Thursday?
Thursday, yes.
Thursday? When? I don't know what day it is. I think it's January. I think it's 2021. I know the Blue Jackets open a week from today, which is hard to believe. How about the, like, I don't, sometimes when we record this, we don't hear the intro music. It's only when you hear it back. Allison, I love the intro music. I realized listening to it today that I have a lot in common with David Cook, of course, the composer. Is composer too strong a word? We both have a similar taste in music, and we both spend a lot of our time hanging out with major female influencers.
Is that the joke?
Well, you're the female influencer I spend my time with.
Yeah, but you said you were going to tell a joke. Is that the joke?
Well, see, it's not funny. So you acknowledge it's reality, I guess.
No, yeah. That is not major what I'm influence. Saying. Good, a nice attempt there. Happy New Year.
No, I didn't hear the crickets. Did you? People are laughing.
Our wonderful producer, Danielle, will put them in.
Yeah. Blue Jackets a week from tonight, Allison. This training camp is 3 days old. They had a day off today.
Yes.
It's bizarre. Training camp is 3 days old. And they're a week away from the start of the season.
Yes.
I'm still having trouble processing it. We were both at the scrimmage last night.
Yes.
Neither one of us tweeted. I couldn't find it in myself to be throwing hockey news out into the Twitter sphere while the American democracy was being called into question. But here we are a day later. Your thoughts on this scrimmage? The white team won like 17-14 or something crazy. It was a bit of a shootout. What did you make?
It was nine to six. I mean, it was definitely a weird night to be watching hockey, and I think that the team looked a little rusty. But you know, if you're looking for things you want to take away, I think that they should definitely be encouraged that there was goal scoring happening, particularly from players like Nick Foligno and Oliver Bjorkstrand, yep. Both of who had three goals. And I was intrigued, and I actually asked Torts about this because we all know how I feel about special teams, particularly the power kill. A very power killy decision by John Tortorella and assistant coach Brad Shaw to see if Liam Foudy is going to be a match on the penalty kill, and he ended up scoring a shorthanded goal. Now, again, this is a scrimmage, please, people. Like, this isn't, like, signs of things to come yet. But that for me, for my nerdy self, that was something I took away as well.
Yeah. So we're going to get into some bold predictions and just some fun chat about what we think the season's going to look like. But first, just some observations from the first few days of camp. They want to create confidence offensively, Allison, and I think you're seeing this in a lot of different ways. Yes. I thought Nick Foligno looked – he had some fun after the goals he scored, especially when he made Corpusalo look bad for being slow getting back to his net. I think it was on the third one, his third one. But this is a guy who – he has promised the front office a big season. I think he is – it's a contract year, so we can be a touch cynical about this as sports has become. But I think he wants to be the answer to some of their problems offensively. Bjorkstrand has a big day, signs the contract, gets engaged, signs a contract, has a hat trick. I want Oliver Bjorkstrand near me right now, the way that man's life has turned around. They're trying to build these guys up offensively to feel good about themselves. The goaltenders helped them in that direction last night. What did you make on the other side of the puck on defense? Who stood out there, if anyone?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting as you say that. I'm looking back over here my notes, and I don't know that Seth Jones stood out because he had a beautiful goal, a tremendous shot, just an incredible shot to score and beat Elvis Merzlikins. You know, when I look at Nick Foligno's goals, you know, a couple of those, he got behind the defense, and I'm sure Torts didn't love that. And Torts acknowledged that the guys were tired too, and no one really goes all out defensively in a scrimmage. But, you know, as much as I tease you, who's to say that Delzato doesn't stick around? He did not look out of place. He did not look like a player that is here just as a favor. I liked what I saw there. I do think 5-6 could be – this is a team that's played with 8D before. 5-6 could be a bit of a revolving door for a good reason this year in terms of that side of the ice.
Yeah. One thing I think is interesting, and I've learned this through the years, before a player signs a PTO – and take this year off the table because so much is different right now – but in a normal year, before a player signs a PTO, they want to know one thing. Do you want me in camp to watch me? Or do you want me in camp to make sure that your other guys are good enough? In other words, are they looking right now at Kukan and Peak and saying, we want Delzato here just in case we're not sold on this?
Right.
Or is this truly about me?
Right.
I think it's different this year because – it's Delzato's not going to be playing an exhibition game, so other teams can't see him play and sign him. He hasn't signed a contract. He's here on a PTO with the Blue Jackets. I think there's genuine interest in this player. And when I look at their depth chart with Michael Delzato on it, as opposed to without it, I go, wow, I like it a lot better with him on it. Like, I feel so much more comfortable. And for so many different reasons, like, I think he doesn't have to play every day. Right. I think he can go in and out of the lineup. You know, right now they don't have Jones and Werenski on the same power play unit,
correct,
but they've done that a lot in the past. And if they want to do that again, as presently constructed with Kukan, Peak, Savard, Gavrikov, they don't really have a defenseman who could play on the second unit. And Delzato can. So, you know, we were poking around last night talking to people. What do you think the chances of Delzato signing? The sense I get is it seems more likely than not, and certainly more likely than most PTOs.
Yeah, I agree. And I think that it's, again, the way that this defense plays, what this schedule is going to demand. And I do think that Peak and Kukan are up to the task.
Yep.
But you want solid depth there. And they moved Nudavara, they moved Murray. This is a really nice option to shore up the defense. Clendenning was out there last night. The poor guy, right? He just sits right in the middle of the AHL and the NHL his entire career. But another really nice option. I see those two, let's assume those two are on this roster or on the taxi squad opening night. I think that's a great... It continues to keep the blue line of strength for this organization.
Yeah. And you know what? Maybe Peak, who has never played, games at the rate he's going to be playing them this year.
Yep.
Right? He's a young guy. We're talking every other night.
Yep.
For 56, basically. Maybe he needs a blow, right?
Yep.
The other thing is the chances of them playing 56 games with six defensemen is about zero.
Correct. Someone, particularly when you have Seth Jones playing 30. I mean, who's to say Seth Jones isn't going to need a night?
So, yeah, well, right. He might. That might be a harder sell. Sure. But someone's going to get hurt. It happens all the time. Last year should be a reminder of that. So if they go into, you know, if they have two defensemen on their taxi squad and it's Clendenning and Delzato, that is a huge luxury. The thing I worry about with Delzato is you sign him to a player-friendly contract. Mm-hmm. He's going to have to clear waivers to go to the taxi squad just as he would the minors. Mm-hmm. And I could easily see a team snapping him up. That's a guy that's not guaranteed to clear waivers by any stretch of the imagination. So it's fascinating too. Delzato played for John Tortorelli when he was 19 years old.
Yep.
For a bit anyways. And those two went at it. Those two had their fights, and Delzato's the type that would give it back. And they went head to head for a few years. And now some 11, 12 years later, Michael Delzato, he could have signed with a handful of teams on a PTO. He signed here, and John Tortorella is part of that. He spoke about that the other night.
Yep, absolutely. And, you know, isn't it funny, and I think this was along your line of questioning to both Torts and Delzato, is that, you know, now the way Delzato plays is a harbinger of how Torts wants this blue line to play.
Yeah. Right.
Activate, move the puck north.
Right.
Don't be afraid to jump. So I'm sure at some point there's a good little chuckle happening on both sides about that.
Yeah. Like now, and the irony is that now Torts might love that 19-year-old Delzato in the lineup.
100%.
Or part of it anyways. Yeah. And it actually got a smirk out of Delzato the other day. That lineup push thing. Because he's like, oh man. Because I'd love to be a fly on the wall for some of those earlier.
Woo!
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service at any time. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Allison, the goalies gave up. What did they give up last night? 15 goals?
15 goals.
Rough night. That is always the last thing to come around, though. At least that seems to be the case. So I'm not asking you how worried you are based off of that performance, because it's one performance in a Yeehaw hockey game, the first one. But how do you think the first week of the NHL season, the first 2 weeks of the NHL season, because no one's playing exhibition games, are we going to see some crazy scores early before those guys behind the pads figure things out, get up to speed?
It's an interesting question. You know, I don't know, because as I think we know, goaltenders are going to be the last position to give 100% in a scrimmage because of what that position demands physically, and they don't want to get hurt before the season even starts. And it was funny because I was like, oh, Elvis has given up X number of goals or whatever it was, and then I looked and I was like, oh, I forgot Korpisalo has given up the exact same number at that point in the game. It could be high scoring, but let's be real. I thought that Korpisalo looked shaky in the camp going into the bubble. Mm-hmm. And then the kid comes out and like posts the best stats of any goaltender that played.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I'm going to say with this roster that I don't expect some drastic uptick in goals against.
Yeah. I mean, if we really knew the answer, it'd be kind of a boring sport to cover.
Yes, indeed. Right. That's why they play the game, as people like to say.
Amen. All right, let's go through some categories, and we'll expound upon these, I'm sure, in a piece we'll publish early next week. Some of these will overlap, but we'll have some new ones on there as well. We do this every year. It's kind of fun. It's fun to brag and say how right we were about things, and then it's fun to rip on each other about how wrong we were about things. Not that, Allison, you were wrong about anything last year necessarily. Leading goal scorer for the Blue Jackets. We'll do them in a snake sequence here.
Okay.
So you go first. Who do you suspect leads the Blue Jackets in goal scoring, and how many in a 56-game season?
Oh, see, I hate when you do that.
What?
Because I don't like the math is hard for me this year. 56. Oh. So 56
divided. Just cut a third off.
No.
Just cut a third off.
Okay, that's fine. All right, good. I am going to say Cam Atkinson is going to lead the team in goals. Because he was right there with Oliver Bjorkstrand in terms of goal scoring pace. They were the top two in goals per 60. Cam just didn't play a ton. So I'm going to say Cam Atkinson, rebound year. And I'm going to say that, so cut a third off, he's going to have 19 goals.
I'm going with Cam too.
Oh, see?
Well, and I said this in the chat today, and I can't remember what I said, so I'm probably going to contradict myself. But I have him at 23 goals.
Interesting.
So that's reasonable. Or we're in the proximity.
We are.
I think he and Domi are going to be a really nice match.
Agree. That's why I give him the edge over Bjorkstrand. And not because Bjorkstrand's not playing with good players. I just think the style of Domi is going to be a bigger assistance to Atkinson.
Yeah, I think Bjork will be right there with him.
100%.
Yeah.
100%.
Leading assist, I'm going to go with Domi. I think his playmaking skills are a touch underrated or maybe unrealized, I should say, by the Blue Jackets fans. And I'll put him at 30, even 30 assists.
Okay, hold on. Even 30.
You're fine. See, there's no pressure.
I'm pulling it. Oh, there's pressure. There is a lot of pressure. So, that's only two games. All right. Let's see. Max Domi. I'm going to see. Let me look at him compared to Pierre-Luc Dubois. Now, we know Max Domi is the better assister in general.
That's right.
And last year, Max Domi had 1.64 assists per 60 minutes of play, while Pierre-Luc Dubois, who led the Blue Jackets, had 1.48. So, I'm going to go also with Max Domi. What was your number?
I said 30.
Okay. Hold on.
I like that you don't like the math and you're rattling off multiple numbers here for everybody.
Well, because you know I can't just like guess. All right. So I had the wrong sort here. Hold on. I'm not prepared. I don't like this.
This is great radio.
He had the 44 assists, right?
44
assists.
2 years
ago. Oh, 2 years ago. Last year he had 27 assists.
That's correct.
All right. So I'm going to say I'm going to give him 30 assists.
Yeah. Okay. We agree.
Yep.
We better disagree. This is not going to be great. Leading points, most points total.
Okay. I'm ready.
You go first on this one.
Pierre-Luc Dubois.
Ooh. How many?
I hate this. Let's be just insane and say 42.
Wow. Nice. Okay. I'm going to go with Domi and say 46.
Interesting. All right.
So I'm putting him down for 16, 30, 46 in a 56 game season.
Okay.
That's reasonable.
Okay.
Most penalty minutes, I'm going to say Nick Foligno.
Interesting.
And he's already bragging about it. But in 56 games, it's crazy because guys, most teams don't even have a 100 penalty minute guy anymore. And teams used to have like 300 minute guys, multiple. I'm going to put him at like 71, which is also his sweater number. Yeah.
Wow. That's more than he had last year in more games. Okay.
I understand. The games are going to be fast and furious this year.
I agree.
He's going to play more.
But this is a team that doesn't take penalties.
I think he's going to fight is what I'm saying.
Okay. I will also go Nick Foligno. I almost went Boone Jenner, not going to lie.
Interesting.
But I will go Nick Foligno, and I will go 60. 6-0.
Nice. Biggest breakout player. This is you, Allison.
Why? Biggest breakout player. How would we define breakout, Aaron? I hate the, don't say points. It can't be points.
Well, it can be points, but it doesn't have to be only points. Correct. I'm going with the same guy I've gone with for a couple years, and goddamn it, I'm going to be right at some point. You called
him. Is this implied rookie, or what does this imply?
Just a player who's going to far exceed what he has done previously.
All right.
So if you think Bemsham's going to hit, you know.
No, I don't.
16-25-41, there's your guy.
I don't. I am torn between Andrew Peak and I don't like picking Liam Foudy. I feel like that's too flashy. I'm going to go with Andrew Peak.
Okay. And see, I think that's a really interesting choice because Gavrikov may have
He may have
been that last year. So it's not just points.
Correct.
But that was the guy we went, whoa, like he looks like a top four.
Yes.
Absolute. Yeah. Bedrock top four guy. I'm going to go with Texier again because I just think the opportunity he is being given and I think they've got long rope for him to figure it out this year, especially if they have a second line that's going. It's not going to be two games and you're out. They can let it percolate a little bit and work on some things and let it come around. I think Texier is going to be a point producer this year. So I think he's going to be somewhere in like the 11, 22, 33 range.
Okay.
Which for him, that's a sizable climb.
He didn't play. He didn't play last year. He hurt it. He broke his back, for God's sake.
Well, I know. I understand. But those are still dramatically larger numbers. His previous. It's just that he will be around. I think he's going to be healthy this year and produce.
No, I don't disagree. I'm just saying if you rate it out, he's actually closer to the top in terms of scoring on the team last year. He just didn't get to play a lot because he was broken.
Correct.
As was everybody else.
Correct. They were all broken.
We'll have this debate when the results come out, and we'll see if while the point totals might be greater, we'll see if the rate at which he scored was greater.
Oh, God.
This is important.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can stream DirecTV satellite-free.
Hey, Frank, a little birdie told me you don't need a satellite dish to get DirecTV.
Which little birdie?
Was it Jimmy the Sparrow?
It's a figure of speech. Point is, you can stream DirecTV over the internet now.
Oh, sure. Next you're going to tell me those big birds are made of metal and filled with people, right?
You mean airplanes?
Stream DirecTV without a satellite dish. Call 1-800-DIRECTV. Terms or restrictions apply.
Comeback player. I get to go first on this one.
Okay.
And I'm going Cam Atkinson.
Yes.
Both with the struggles that he had early and the injury he had. He looks like he's moving really well to me.
Mm-hmm. Same.
And, you know, it's easy to say he's done because Panarin's not here anymore. But this is a player that has had success before. And I think it's a player like Max Domi that can really breathe life into his game. So if I think he's going to score 23 goals in last year, I believe he had 12. That's quite a comeback player.
All right. I'm going to spice things up just for fun. Are you ready for this?
Please.
Because I picked Cam already and I don't want to pick the same thing as you. Here's my pick. Boone Jenner.
I love that pick. I love that.
Because he's moving to the wing.
Yeah. I'm not saying I wish I'd thought of it, but I love that pick.
There's my pick.
Yeah.
I think he's going to be rejuvenated. How about that?
Right. I mean, we're talking, are you talking in the teens with goals?
Well, maybe low teens only because of the number of games, but yes.
For sure. I could see that. This is where it gets interesting. Which goaltender starts the most games?
Elvis Merzlikens. Oh, wait, starts the most games?
Yes.
Elvis Merzlikens.
Yeah, yeah. And where do you peg that number?
56.
All 56?
No, I'm...
Oh.
Let the record show. Aaron Portsline had all these categories. I got them 4 minutes before we started. I'm pondering.
Let's keep it conversation.
Mm-hmm. 56. I'm going to give Elvis 30.
Wow. I'm going to go with Elvis and I'm going to say 29, but we're right there in the ballpark.
Indeed.
We must pay attention to the same team. Does John Tortorella survive the season? I think he does. In fact, I think there's a bit of a cause that's brewing with the players in this room that know that this is John Tortorella's season. And I think they want to deliver a hell of a season to him and see where it goes from there. Allison, does John Tortorella survive the season?
I say barring like massive catastrophe, absolutely yes.
Oh, Allison, do you expect there to be a massive catastrophe?
No, but there might be small ones.
Yes. Okay. Over and under points for the season for the team. Now, I believe a Vegas bookie popped him at 63.5. And I'll do some of the math here, Allison, because I know you love it. It's 63.5. So 63 points would be a 29-22-5 record or some combination of numbers close to that.
Yes.
That's 63 points. I think that feels that I think Vegas got this one right because I have a hard time going much higher than that or much lower than that. I guess I agree with Vegas on this. So I think they go over, but I think they're like really close to that. Like 30-22-4 is 64 points. That's a I could see 30-22.
That's achievable. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I could see 30-22-4. Where do you think they land 63.5? Do you take the over or the under?
So BetOnline has them at 64.5.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
On the season. And that would place them fourth in the division, with Dallas having 66.5, Carolina having 67.5, the team that you love, and Tampa Bay having 73.5. I would take the over. Because when it is true, when you break out what the record actually is, I think that's a very achievable. And I will take the over on the 64.5 line. Wow. I will take that.
So the line I was looking at was 63.5, and I took the barely over.
I'm bullish.
I don't know what I'd do on 64.5. I just feel like it's going to be right around there.
It's like 1 point.
I know, but oof. Okay. Who wins the Central Division? This is you first.
Tampa Bay.
Tampa. Wow. All right. Who finishes second?
Carolina.
Say yourself full of it.
You're just saying that. Like Carolina someday is going to win the cup and you're going to be like, I don't know about that Carolina team.
I know. I too like Tampa Bay, although would you be shocked if they didn't win it? Shocked?
I would. No, I wouldn't.
I wouldn't either. Just because who know? I mean, it's a cliche, I suppose, but
the hangover. Yeah.
The hangover. It's 56 games. They know that all they want to do is get in. Those teams.
Yeah, Kucherov's out.
These guys making the playoffs is what matters, not divisions. They've already been there. So I'll go with Tampa, but I won't be shocked if another team rose up. And I think Carolina's competitive.
Do you?
Interesting. Yeah, competitive. Mm-hmm. I think they'll be there. Mm-hmm. Who finishes last overall in the league?
I think this might be the league.
Is this me first?
It is you first.
So Detroit, you think about Ottawa.
Chicago, man.
It's just hard for me to look at some of these teams, though, with the players that they still do have. The West Coast teams, I don't trust them being awful again.
Right.
Anaheim might not be great. I think the Devils are better.
Except for now they might not have a goalie.
Well, that's a problem. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think Buffalo's markedly better. Call me crazy. Yes. I do. Yes. The thing is Detroit finished – it wasn't close.
Correct.
They finished so far out of it last year. I'll go with Detroit, but I'm not proud of that one.
And Taze is out for Chicago right now, too.
Indefinitely, yeah.
terrible. Hope the best for him. I'll go with Detroit also.
Detroit also. Which team that missed the playoffs last year will make the playoffs this year? Now, we should be clear. We're talking about which teams didn't make it to the bubble. So
to
Detroit,
the bubble.
Yeah, because technically these other guys all made the postseason. And in the case of Montreal, they won a playoff series, so they counted as having made the playoffs. So which of these seven non-bubble teams, Detroit, Ottawa, San Jose, Los Angeles, Anaheim, New Jersey, and Buffalo will make the playoffs?
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to even remember who's on these teams.
It is.
Sam again, Detroit, Ottawa, New Jersey.
Yep.
San Jose.
L.A., Anaheim.
L.A.
Buffalo. Right. And my trouble picking the team I want to pick is they're in a freaking loaded division.
Who do you want to pick?
I want to pick Buffalo.
Well, I was thinking them or the Sharks, honestly. Because the Sharks, there was no reason the Sharks should have been that bad last year.
Correct. The Kings should have been that bad last year.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
And the Kings are on a path. Like, the Kings aren't going to be there yet, but that's okay.
Yeah, they know where they're going.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you picking Buffalo?
Well, I can't because I think they're a better team, but that division scares the hell out of me.
It is hard.
If they were taking the top eight in the Eastern Conference, I'd feel more comfortable doing that. But they're taking the top four in each division. And I sure, boy, you look at that, Boston, Pittsburgh, Philly, Washington.
Yeah, there's no way.
I think Philly and Washington have crested.
Yes.
But I still think they're pretty damn good. I don't know what to make of Philly. They're one of those teams that from one year to the next.
Yes.
I have no idea what to expect. They could make it to the Eastern Conference Finals or miss the playoffs. And yes. I feel that way about them every year. But I just can't pick Buffalo in that division. So I would go with the Sharks personally.
Yeah, I think as I look at the divisions, because it's hard to keep all this stuff straight this year, I also am going to go with the Sharks.
There's just something in that teal that I always think is going to be better than it is.
Yes.
You know?
And if they get competent goaltending, I mean, the whole world changes.
Right, exactly.
Yes.
Okay, this is yours, and I love it. Over and under for transactions by the Blue Jackets during this season. Transactions meaning a player from outside the organization coming into the organization, correct?
Or a player from the organization leaving the organization, yes.
Sure, but
not a full transaction.
Yeah, not
correct.
A call-up. Yeah.
Correct.
And the over and under is?
Well, you go first.
I do. I'll say 3.5.
Damn, I was going to say 3.
And I'll take the over.
Yeah, same. Yep. Same.
I think this is the new thing now. I think teams are expecting other teams to put their cards on the table earlier this year.
Right. I agree.
Because of the financial hardship. And who knows? I don't think we should be talking as though there's no way Columbus would be that team.
Right.
Who knows? These things can take a turn. But I think Jarmo Kekäläinen's idea now, and many other GMs, is – you know, when Detroit or Ottawa or some of these teams that may, if they don't see a dramatic turnaround, they could be out of it early.
Right.
Los Angeles, these teams could be selling off significant players earlier rather than waiting till the trade deadline.
100%.
And I think Jarmo, I talked to him today. I don't think Jarmo plays games. He plays games like other GMs do, but I don't think he's this was an operation by him. He feels like he's got enough goals in that room right now.
Yes, he does.
He does. He thinks Foligno can score.
Yes.
He thinks Cam is going to be better. He thinks Domi's going to help him.
Yes.
He thinks Boone Jenner's a different player on left wing.
Yes.
And I don't think. There's a lot of people, Blue Jackets fans, not just around the league, who look at this team and say they cannot start the season like this. They absolutely have to add firepower. And I don't think the GM agrees with that. But I think he's on high alert when the season starts. I think he'd like to add a piece. And by then, we'll know more.
Right.
We'll know more about what's going on here and who's ready to contribute. They also think that Texier can add a big boost to this group if he can stay healthy. They like what they've seen from Grigorenko so far. I'll say 3.5, and that's a busy day. That's a busy trade deadline if they make four trades. But I do think he's going to try to be active. I think Jarmo Kekalainen, and I think he wants to win the damn thing. I do.
Yes. Well, who doesn't?
Well,
I mean,
well, there's some teams right now that aren't going into it this way.
Well, that's fair.
Right. I think there's an understanding that I think he wants to give this team a chance. But it was kind of a strange summer in that respect. He didn't sell his soul to add a piece, but I still think he's looking. Allison, anything else we need to add?
Ohio State men and women are back on the ice this weekend. Follow those teams. Pay attention.
Excellent. Blue Jackets season opener is a week from Thursday. So as you're listening to this, 6 days away.
Crazy.
In Nashville. The NHL opens up in 5 days. The camps just open, and soon the games are going to count. We'll be back with you next Wednesday to preview the season and talk lines, pairs. We'll even take some questions from you. Questions you might have as the season starts.
Wait a minute. I think we need a wager for these predictions.
Oh no.
What's the wager? Or should we, the listeners can propose wagers and we'll pick one. How about that?
Well, that's fine. Okay.
So if you have a good wager for whoever gets the most of these predictions right.
Yeah, no one's jumping out of airplanes. None of this stuff.
Well, no.
Yeah.
Tweet them at us and we will decide. We may even turn over the pick to our producer, Danielle, and let her pick.
Not climbing the Levesque Tower or anything like this. Keep it reasonable.
Okay.
All right, we'll be back with you next Wednesday. Thanks for listening, as always. Thanks to Danielle Chip Lehman, our producer. Congratulations on her new goalie mask.
Yay.
And we will be back with you next week. Talk to you soon.